Good morning. From WFSU News, I'm Gina Jordan. Listeners to WFSU have no doubt heard about state and federal funding cuts to public media. You've also likely heard a voice telling you that we are operating at reduced power and suggesting alternate ways to listen. Our general manager, David Mullins, is joining me to answer some questions about both. Hi, David.
Hi, Gina. Good morning.
David, you manage WFSU Public Media. I think you've been probably quite busy lately, more so than usual, I would say.
Well, I think I've been focused on certain things of late that
yes.
maybe I have not always needed to be focused on.
How's yes. Yeah. yeah, I think that's fair. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the reduced power situation. Why is that happening?
Well, we have a radio transmitter that is has gotten quite old because we want to make sure when we purchase a piece of equipment like that we get as much out of it as we can throughout the years. So this radio transmitter is a good number of years old. We've only been able to produce a certain amount of power out of signal out of that transmitter. And when we reach a certain level, we know that we need to make sure that our viewers are aware of it because the further south you go from the transmitter, the harder it has been to receive WFSU on the radio. So we then began the process of acquiring and purchasing, and then we will be in the coming weeks putting that transmitter online, putting it in place so that our signal will be back up to full power and we'll have a listenership at the same amount of coverage area as we always have. So that's been the reduced power part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that over the last week or so in particular that we've been really experiencing some hum and crackling, not just on WFSU, but also on our classical station, WFSQ. Our engineers have been baffled by this. In fact, they're in the operations center right now trying to figure out what is causing this so that we can eliminate that humming sound and that crackling sound.
Yeah.
And none of this has anything to do with the funding cuts that you mentioned at the very beginning.
Yeah.
We have purchased our transmitter. We are just going to be putting it online again here in the coming weeks, I hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's move to these funding cuts. Let's start with what happened at the federal level. What have these federal policymakers done, and how does it impact WFSU?
Well, it has no immediate impact on WFSU as far as what happened with the rescission package. What happened back in the spring was that there was an elimination of funding for through the Department of Education for ready-to-learn efforts. Ready to learn, really kind of the pre-K through first and second grade, which was a PBS and a Corporation for Public Broadcasting program. WFSU has been one of the stations around the country for decades now that has participated in that and has provided funding for our education services to help teachers and families and students. When that was eliminated in May, I think through an executive order, that part of what we could do has been reduced dramatically because we just don't have the funds to provide those services. We've made no changes staffing-wise or anything with regards to that. We just have not been able to do all of the things that we've wanted to do. Now, the rescission package is eliminating funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for future funding. We actually have the dollars that we've already received from the federal government through CPB for our current fiscal year budget. So no immediate impacts on our services at all. And what we've tried to share is the news that is future funding, that it will be eliminated for us for our budget year next July.
Okay. And how much money is that?
Between television and radio, that is a little more than $2 million.
Okay.
That's a significant cut, obviously.
That's mm-hmm. big, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the governor vetoed state funding.
He did.
Which was a surprise.
It did catch everyone off guard, yes.
And so how does that impact WFSU?
Well, the governor's veto was for funding for the current state fiscal year, July 1 to June 30th. So we've made some adjustments to our planned operations budget. It's really premature for me to explain anything about how that really is impacting our services. We are making great efforts on the fundraising side to raise as much dollars, as many dollars as we can through our local support of donors and businesses, because that's, in my mind, how we're going to overcome and deal with certain reductions of funding, because mm-hmm. we hope that what we are doing is valuable to our community.
Yeah. A rough count has us around a little over 50 employees in this building. Does that sound right?
That's about right. Mm-hmm. Programming costs and staffing costs are the two largest expenses in our budget.
Mm-hmm. I understand there's not a lot you can say. Mm-hmm. I know there have been a lot of meetings and a lot of work is being done. A lot is unknown right now. Is there anything you can tell us about changes that are in the works right now to deal with all of this?
Well, what's happening at our local station is happening at stations across the state and across the country. Any decisions that need to be made at the local level are greatly dependent upon our national partners in NPR and PBS. There are expenses related to the programming that we air that come to us from NPR, that come to us from other program services, even on the radio besides NPR. You hear at the end of Marketplace, APM. And on PBS, we have other program providers for us on television. But the answers that can come from both of those national, really those two key national program providers, as far as what types of reductions that we can see at the local level for those programs, will have big impacts on any decisions that we here at WFSU need to make and any other local station needs to make also.
Okay, David, anything you'd like to leave us with?
You know, the messages you're going to hear from WFSU are going to be focused on the programs and services that we are providing now. We hope to be able to do as much of that as possible in the future, regardless of how big the funding cuts are from other sources. But our primary focus is on serving our community. And the one thing about public media that never changes is the public. And their reliance on what we do and our reliance on the funding that they can provide for us to do that.
All right. WFSU General Manager David Mullins, thank you for the chat.
Thanks very much.
I'm Gina Jordan.